Hey, what's going on? It's JP. Thanks for stopping by the new podcast page on Audio Boom. They're the ones hosting this. Thank you, Audio Boom, for having us. And you can get new episodes of the podcast, which are going to be all posted here, I guess. And I don't have a new name for the podcast because I got to call it something different, but I haven't come up with it yet. But either way, thanks for being here for the first episode on the new page. Mike Teal is our guest, and he's a guy who's been here before. If you follow my podcast pretty frequently, you know Mike Teal and I are, I don't want to say we're best friends, but we're definitely really, really good acquaintances, and we love to hang out and we talk. And, you know, I do these podcasts as conversations, much less an interview, not so much an interview, more of a conversation. And Mike Teal and I usually we'll do the podcast and we keep talking for like another hour, hour and a half. So he's a great guy to have around. I can't wait for you to hear the news he's going to share about Eric Lives Here. And actually, he brought a friend with him, Casey Edgar, one of his songwriting buddies from Nashville. So I hope you enjoyed the new version of the podcast. And as always, you can find me Nash FM 104.9 from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Nash FM 99.5 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And on Twitter, JP on Nash FM. And now here's Mike Teal, Casey Edgar, and go.
A new studio?
No, it is not a new studio. It's our main studio is broken right now.
Oh, really?
We can't record in there for some reason.
Oh,
like
is
I
that
can do.
The main?
Yeah, that's the main. I can do my show. I can be live all I want all day long. But if I want to do a podcast, I have to come here.
I like the lighting in here.
Well, I mean, it's the same lighting as in there. I just didn't turn it up all the way.
Maybe it's just because you don't have a hat on today.
I don't have a hat on, and I'm also like I got a giant headache.
I thought you were saying, like, and I have a giant head.
Yeah, well, that you're gonna say. I mean, it is gotta find a way to bring the ego back down. Okay, so in the studio we have Mike Teal of Eric Lives Here, and you brought a friend.
I did bring a friend, my Nashville buddy Casey Edgar.
Casey Edgar's here, first time with Nash FM. Thanks for
first
coming.
First time. Thanks for having me, man.
Is this your first time in Wisconsin?
It actually, I was in the Dells last year.
Okay.
So, but this is the farthest north I've gone.
Well, it's not that much different from
the
Dells.
I love it up here.
Has he taken you a fish fry yet?
We were talking about going to a fish fry. We haven't done it yet. We got like two.
I mean,
more
it
weeks.
Is only Tuesday, but
yeah. We have a couple days for the fish Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I've definitely eaten a lot of great food, so I've probably gained like 30 pounds.
Yeah, that'll happen. The staple ingredients here in Wisconsin, cheese and butter. So yeah. Cheese and butter, and then probably some bacon. And then on Fridays, you can fry your fish.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. When did you move here?
Oh, I got here in 2004. No, 15?
Okay, so you've
13. Was, 13.
13, so 13. You've assimilated pretty well then, if you know the cheese and butter. And
well, I mean,
fries.
Have I not told you this before? My dad's actually, I grew up in Chicago.
Yeah.
But my dad was born in Fond du Lac, and my mom was born in Okano.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you actually have, like, secret.
I'm genetically.
You have secret Wisconsin blood.
Yes, I'm genetically a cheesehead.
Interesting.
Which explains why growing up I always rooted for the Packers.
Oh, so you actually do like the Packers.
Yes. Everyone's always surprised.
You
I was
know,
like.
Well, Eddie's a big Bears fan.
Well, yeah, but that's because he likes bad football teams. So I couldn't help it. That was an easy dig at Eddie. Easy dig at Eddie. All right, so
well, this changes everything.
You,
JP.
Yes, no, I'm a legit Packer
fan.
Wow,
I thought, you know, maybe it was just all this Eddie talk, and
you know,
just made it sound like you were a Bears fan too because he just needed someone to talk to.
I mean, like, I get it because, I mean, my dad still lives there. My dad follows the Bears because it's the only football team he can follow in Illinois, and I'm more of a Blackhawks fan. I think you and I have talked hockey before.
Yes.
I don't know how Casey feels about sports.
Oh, man, I love football.
Football?
Hockey's kind of a new thing living in Nashville, you know. But
well, yeah, now you guys are becoming hockey fans. I've been
the
Blackhawks fans.
We're all bandwagoners down in Nashville now with the Preds doing well.
Yes. So, but so what's your team then, if you're a football fan?
Packers.
Packers?
I've been a Packers fan since I was a kid.
I was going to say, is he saying that because he's here?
No. So check that. He's actually from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah,
so there's
from
a whole storyline to this,
yeah.
JP. I think you got to dig deeper.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of want to hear this. So you're not a Schooners fan?
I went to OU.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a Schooners fan. My parents are Oklahoma State guys. But I grew up a Packers fan. Since I was a kid, Brett Favre was my favorite player. And met this guy in Nashville through a friend of mine, and he was a Packers fan, so we've got to talking back and forth, and told me to come up here and play some shows with him, so here I am, and it's been great, man.
Nice.
So,
now you're playing with Eric Lives Here, which is the band that Mike Teal created, which it still weirds people out. Like, well, your name is Eric, right?
No, yeah. So now you want to know something funny? So so my MVP song, it was originally called Man Cave. I did a remix called MVP. Clubhouse Live it's a Packers show with Gannett Wisconsin Media. Mm-hmm. They picked it up, and Ty Montgomery is the host. And so just like last Monday, I popped in like, hey, you know, Mike Thiel's here from Eric Lives Here, and Ty Montgomery's got my CD in his hand. He starts chanting, Eric, Eric. And then they're like, no, it's his name's Mike, but the band's. And he's like, wait, Mike. And then, Eric, you know, I'm like, yeah. So actually, you know, and I laugh because I'd actually been thinking about changing that name for a long time. And actually, when I get back down to Nashville after this month-long trip here to Wisconsin, I'm going to end up actually kind of making a new project.
Oh,
that's not as confusing.
Okay.
For people, but.
Well, yeah, because Eric Lives Here is kind of like a rock, pop, yeah, contemporary music,
yeah,
sound.
And I think I've changed, you know, and really it's kind of, if you really look at it, it's the catalog of a songwriter. You,
yeah,
know, I've really shifted a lot, and I, as a songwriter, I like to write a lot of different genres. So all of a sudden you start looking at the catalog and it's like, okay, well now he's got an electronic remix and this one kind of sounds like an 80s rock country song.
Wait a minute. You've grown as a songwriter?
Can you believe that?
What is this crap?
I know.
Like, who grows as a human being?
This guy actually sounds legit. What's going on here?
The stuff I wrote in college,
yeah,
sounds like garbage to,
yeah,
me now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the stuff I wrote in high school definitely sounds like garbage. This college is when I actually started getting songs that weren't bad.
Then let me rephrase it. The stuff I wrote in high school is garbage.
yeah, pretty much. That's how it goes. But anyway, yeah, so with this kind of explosion of this MVP song that I had, I don't know if you even know, but it ended up getting licensed by Fox Sports.
Yes.
And Ottawa,
they used
Senators
it on, yeah, Ottawa.
Teams. Yeah, it was like over half the NBA was using it on Fox Sports. It was crazy. And it was like big market teams, those LA Clippers and, you know, all the way to the Bucks to whoever, the Miami Heat. And then like ESPN picked it up and TNT and all this stuff. So I really wanted to keep making songs like that in that vein and kind of give like the more rock pop outlet, you know, just kind of keep that the Eric Lives Here thing. And then the new project, I'm going to call it Backroad Slang.
Okay.
Backroad, one word.
Backroad.
I believe it's one word.
It is one word.
And at least it will become one word soon.
And if not, I just like BRS.
Yeah, exactly. BRS. Well, you know, this is why I say this, because Sam Hunt has Body Like a Back Road.
But there's a space.
But there's a space.
Body Like a Back
Road?
No.
Right. No.
But if you look at like Granger Smith, it's Backroad Song.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So I am more of the, you know, one word Backroad kind of guy. So Backroad Slang is what these interviews always seem to take a really odd turn.
Oh, you know what?
I'm
surprised
here.
You didn't prepare Casey for that. Like, that. Like, just so you know, this is not a normal interview.
I love it.
We just kind of keep rolling. But anyway, yeah. So some of the more country absorb stuff that I have released under Eric Lives Here, some of that will be absorbed into the new catalog, and
cool.
Then it'll just make, I think I'm just kind of doing it to confuse my listeners a little bit less. You know,
so back to Casey coming from Oklahoma. You're a Packer fan, your yes. parents went to Oklahoma State, almost said Ohio. Oof.
Ooh.
All right, but so how did you end up in Nashville then?
I've been there 6 years and played songs since I was a kid. My dad's a songwriter, and he lived out there shortly before I moved out there. Was going to college, went through a little breakup and said, wait, what a better time to go to Nashville than now. Got a lot to write about, you know, so. I've been out there 6 years, been writing a lot. I play about 5 nights a week down on Broadway at Tootsie's, Honky Tonk Central. And just on the grind, man, you know. Doing
nice.
The Nashville thing, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 100%. I was just in Nashville in February, and actually Mike took me around town to a couple of spots. But, like, first time in Nashville, and I was like, this is... Like, it was surreal. Like, so, like,
yeah.
Now that you're 6 years in, you're probably like, whatever, it's just a normal Tuesday night. But for me, I go into Nashville, I'm like, oh, my God, like, the music never stops. It starts
man.
At 10 a.m., and it doesn't quit
no,
until
it's all
2
day. Yeah.
a.m. the next day.
And there's, like, 60 bars where you can go see music constantly. It's
yeah,
great.
You throw a stone and hit mm-hmm. someone who's a great guitar player, a great singer-songwriter.
Oh, man. And Mike can attest, like, I've been there, you know, 6 years. When I moved there, it was kind of on just becoming kind of a
it
hot
was,
spot.
Yeah, you
know?
Then you're not yeah. bandwagon Nashville. You are right before it
I'm
got big.
Right in between, yeah. So
I mean,
like,
Nashville is always big, but it's experiencing a growth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy.
It really is.
I'm learning more that... you know, it used to be Nashville was for country, Los Angeles was for everything else.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now it seems like everything is moving into Nashville. Like
yeah,
all
yeah.
of the record companies have offices in Nashville now. And there's, you know, big name like when I say big name, I mean like huge pop stars, like, you know, like an Ed Sheeran or someone who's like, no, we got to record in Nashville because that's where the good studios are.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he might have bought a place in Nashville.
He
I know
Justin everyone lives in Nashville now. Yeah.
Right?
It's like right in the middle.
Yeah.
It's between New York and, like, Nashville finally put everybody on the map because I think people on the coast were like, yeah, it's like L.A., New York, and then all that other stuff in the middle.
Yeah.
So now at least Nashville's
bringing in a little bit of the, well, I mean, you had Chicago. I mean, it's a major city.
Yeah,
stop
that's
stop
true,
ragging
actually.
On my hometown.
Yeah, sorry. I always omit that.
Yeah, Chicago, the number three city in the nation. Yeah. But people are like, it's like Los Angeles, New York, and Seattle.
I feel like they think Chicago is like not even in the Midwest.
Oh, no, they have like no one knows where Chicago is.
That's like north of LA, right?
Yeah. Like, Chicago. Or no, my favorite was someone was like, Chicago, that's like one of the southern cities, right? No. What? Do you pay attention at all? Like, do you see like footage of like the city buried in snow? Down south. Either that or I've heard someone say they thought Chicago was Minnesota before because it sounded like it belonged in Minnesota.
That's
like,
bizarre.
And I'm
that's
like, hilarious. No, it doesn't.
Wow. Man, you know, I don't know. I have better geography skills than that. I know where everything is.
Basically. You took me around. You knew Nashville pretty well.
Yeah.
What was the name of that bar we went to?
The one with the craft beer?
Yeah.
Tailgate.
Tailgate
Brewery.
That was in what district? That's not the...
Kind of by Demumbrian.
Yeah.
Demumbrian. Sam Hunt. Says something about Demumbrian in one of his songs, I think.
That's really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, it's like at the end of one, it's like, all these pretty girls down on Demumbrian. It's like at the end. And I didn't really hear that. I didn't like hear it until I lived there. And then I was like, he's talking about Demumbrian.
I can't imagine really rhyming with, what rhymes with Demumbrian, guys?
Nothing.
That's why it's the end.
Yeah. That's why it was a tag. That's exactly why it was a tag.
So what's your style then? Like, are your influences, I guess, would be a better question.
Yeah, I grew up around a lot of folk music. So Bob Dylan's probably a big guy for me. You know, down in Oklahoma, we got Red Dirt Country. We basically
Red
Texas
Dirt.
Country.
Yep.
So it's a little more folky, left to center, I guess, but it's always hard to pinpoint your music. You always feel bad talking about it. You're just like, I don't know. But,
I mean, like, you know, like sometimes people are like, well,
it's country, you know,
it is country, but it's like, you know, like I'll run into people now. Oh my gosh. It's so weird now to run into artists now who are like, you know, like Alan Jackson, like Garth Brooks are really my big influences. And
yeah,
it's like,
exactly
like 5 years ago, it was like Waylon, you know, Cash, but now like younger artists are like, no, like. Alan Jackson really speaks to her. Like early Brad Paisley really kind of hits. Vince Gill. I really like to think I'm a Vince Gill fan.
I love Vince. He's going on tour with the Eagles, man. It's crazy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, that'll be perfect.
Oh.
That yep. Like I found out my favorite Nashville secret was finding out that Vince Gill plays all the time in Nashville.
Yeah.
But
he does.
He's always. Like a guitarist in his side bands or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they never put his name on the bill. They never announce he's going to be there, but he'll just show up and play. And like people will be like, is that Vince Gill?
He's very ever present in town.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of gigs at the Opry too. He's got pretty much a normal
I'm like,
there.
Is he own it yet? Like,
well, I was actually there. I was at Chris Young's number one party like a couple weeks ago and it was Sober Saturday Night, which Vince Gill like plays on.
Yep.
And even like when they did the song, like Vince didn't even play on it. He was just like hanging out. So it's like, it's
that's why he gets the credit.
Yeah. But it's like in the song, he actually played on it. But then Vince Gill is actually there. But then I'm like watching Chris Young sing the song and Vince Gill's just like hanging out. Like,
yeah, Vince Gill's at that point where he's like, I did the song once. I don't need to do it again.
It was awesome. And that was the night that Chris Young got, he ended up walking out then and surprising him and inducting him into the Grand Ole Opry.
Nice.
Which is a pretty awesome moment.
Yeah.
Chris Young was like totally shocked at that. It was a pretty awesome moment.
So let me ask both of you, because I'm assuming both of you were in Nashville last week.
No, we got up here maybe like a week and a half.
Oh, I was going to ask how Nashville reacted to Troy Gentry.
Oh, yeah. We actually both found that online.
Yeah.
Like, we both were reading it like separately, and then all of a sudden we're like, hey, did you hear about
holy crap.
Well, yeah, it was Troy and Don Williams, too. Same day.
Yeah.
That was
crazy.
A rough day for country music.
Yeah.
Wow.
But so you've been up here a couple of weeks then.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got shows. I know you played last week at CU Saloon.
Yeah, so what we did is CU Saloon actually picked us up for an artist in residence.
Ooh.
For the month.
You have a residency
it's
now.
Fancy now up in Wisconsin. But we actually had initially got booked for Oktoberfest at the end of the month on September 30th. So you know, we kind of had that gig going on, and then it had been such a long time that, I mean, I really haven't spent a lot of time up here for about a year. I was here around Christmas, but I was only here for a couple of days, so it really
doing
was
the
like,
family thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you get to see family and everything and open a couple gifts, and then you're back on the plane. Yeah, exactly. So it had been like a year, so I'm like, man, I wonder if we could just do a whole month here and see what would happen. So booked a bunch of other shows around it, and when CU was like, hey, we'd like to have you here for the whole month, I'm like, sounds good,
deal.
Let's do it, you know, let's have a good time. So me and Casey played there. We played there every Thursday, and then we're playing again Thursday this week, the 21st, and then we're playing there actually next Friday on the 29th, the same night as License to Cruise.
Nice.
In downtown Appleton. So we play 9 o'clock both of those nights, and then actually... Again, we're actually doing double show this Thursday.
Whoa.
I know. This is pretty wild, JP. But we like to stack them. Let's just play for 10 hours straight.
Why and it's not? Also the money is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Got to eat those. Got to pay for those Cheetos somehow. Yeah,
the ramen. Top ramen.
Yeah. Right. That ramen doesn't pay for itself. But this Thursday, too, September 21st at 7 o'clock, we're actually doing a live TV taping at Rock Garden Studio in Appleton. And that'll air on CW14. But people, usually Rock Garden's closed to the public, but people can actually come to that show between 7 and 8 and watch Casey and I play in a theater setting with some premium sound.
That'll be good.
And I was just told free Stone Arch root beer.
Ooh,
at the event. So
I didn't know that.
We're not enough of an incentive.
Free Stone Arch root beer,
yes.
You say.
Yes, exactly.
So you've mentioned you're enjoying it up here.
Love it up here.
What is your favorite thing so far?
I've eaten a lot of great food. I don't mean to be cliche, but the cheese. I've always loved cheese. It's a weird coincidence, but I've eaten a lot of cheese, probably too much.
Yeah.
But man, Lambeau Field, I mean, we went to a game last week.
Oh, yeah, you were at the Seahawks game?
Yeah.
And home opener?
Pretty epic.
Yeah. So just like growing up watching games and never going to Lambeau. That's got to be the best part of this trip so far. I'm playing music with this guy, of course. But
now, I will be 100% honest. I went to Lambeau for the first time ever this summer. Uh-huh. I saw Billy Joel. And I am 100% okay never going back.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I had a bad experience with the parking.
What?
It was just one of those things where it felt completely disorganized. Like, me and my wife sat in my car for, like, we were trying to leave. We sat there for 20 minutes, and no one moved.
Really?
And I was like, this is not cool.
You got to go to a game.
I mean,
totally
see,
different.
I was going to say, it's got to be different for a game.
It is. And I think for games, people know what's up because so many of those people are season ticket holders.
Yeah. It's just a clockwork
thing. It's smoother. Yeah.
But like, yeah, because I mean,
you got to give it another chance.
We were sitting next to, and I mean, like, maybe it is because it was like, I was Billy Joel. I'm like, everyone shut up. I want to hear him sing. Like, you know, yeah, you sing along with Uptown Girl. You sing along with Longest Time. But when he's busting out New York State of Mind, I want everyone to shut up because I want to hear him sing New York State of Mind.
Yeah.
And like, there's drunk people screaming around me and they're screaming for songs he already played, but they were busy getting beer, so they missed it. And I'm like, this is obnoxious. So I had a really bad experience. And the concert was great, but it just the experience of going to Lambeau and dealing with that crowd was just...
Oh, yeah, you got to give another chance, man. That was just...
A game day?
Yo, for sure.
As soon as I can get my hands on some Packer tickets...
I never went to those Kenny Chesney concerts at Lambeau, too, but I think people just get pretty rowdy at those things, but I definitely have kind of heard those experiences, too, and they're a lot different than game day.
Yeah?
It's a lot different.
As long as game day is different, that's all I care about.
Yeah, you got to give it a try.
Maybe
when they play your favorite team, the Bears.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's coming up at the end of the month,
Yeah, it is,
right?
Actually. Yeah,
they're 28th. They're playing the Thursday night game.
Yeah, from Thursday night.
That's the first time that the Bears and Packers are playing a Thursday night game.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. Really?
I'm pretty sure that's like, because they're like... It's a big deal. It's not that the Bears are playing the Packers. It's that they're playing on Thursday.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
I gather that's what it is. I will need a fact check at some point. Someone will probably listen to this and message me and be like, you're completely wrong, you idiot.
Yeah.
Which will be great.
Hold on. I have to say hi. We're on Periscope. Hi. Hello, Dad. I hope you feel better.
My dad's the only one who looks
like... No, not my dad. It's someone else's dad. They're in the hospital. So we're giving a hello.
Okay.
And you should say it, too, since you made it.
Hi, Dad.
There you go.
Since I made it weird.
Yeah. Give him a big hi. Casey, too. Give Dad a
hey,
big
Hey, Dad.
Hi.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
that was good.
Mike will always tell you, I always like to ask, what are you watching on Netflix right now?
What am I watching on Netflix?
Yep.
I don't watch a lot of Netflix, man.
This is, you know what? All the musicians are always like, I'm not watching Netflix. No, you're lying. You're watching Netflix. You just don't want to tell me you're watching The Handmaid's Tale.
I did watch a good series a while back called, Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
Have you seen Peaky Blinders?
It's on my, one of those, like, we recommend this because you like Sherlock and you like Doctor Who and Penny Dreadful. You should check out Peaky Blinders.
It's got, like, I think two seasons. I hope they did a third season, but it's basically about these Irish brothers that are just, like, kind of mobsters.
Mm-hmm.
And they run a little brewery and kind of like a mob thing going on too. It was great, but I think my subscription ran out of Netflix. I need to check up on that.
Yeah. What are we watching right now? I'm trying to think, were we watching something original? No, I was watching BoJack Horseman.
I tried that. I watched like one episode and I just,
it's dark.
It's tougher.
If you like dark comedy, like that's like almost anti-comedy stuff, BoJack Horseman, but you got to really be into the black tar heroine of comedy think it's funny. So, which I do. I think it's hilarious. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at stuff and everyone around me is like, "What are you laughing?" I'm like, "Do you not get how not funny this is? That it is funny?"
And reminds me of that YouTube video where the horse gets his kidney stolen. Did you?
I have not seen that.
It's I got to show you that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like something we should do off the podcast because I might laugh at it. I don't know. So what happens next? Are you working on an EP? You got some songs I can download? I mean, I heard Dive, which, by the way, phenomenal song.
Thank you.
And
isn't that awesome?
Jam? I'm like, you just described 90% of the bars in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That song is
thank
awesome.
You. That's actually a demo recording of that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
The guy that did a great job. So I'm hoping to get in the studio for a full production of that one. And really, my strategy going forward is I'm just going to put out, you know, a song probably once or twice, I don't know, every quarter maybe.
Okay.
You know, just kind of keep it consistent with that. And hopefully just put all that into an EP at the end of the year, next year.
Now, long term, do you want to be the front man? Do you want to be like a Thomas Rhett or something? Or are you more comfortable behind the scenes being like a Shane McNally?
Funny, man. The older I get, when I first moved to Nashville, it was one of those things. I wanted to be the artist. You know, I joined a band. I was in a 4-part harmony group, kind of like Little Big Town when I first moved to town. So I did that for like 3 years, and I loved just being a guy in the band, you know. Now I'm back to doing my solo stuff and just see where it takes me, you know.
Sweet.
But the songwriting thing, I could totally like love to just live in Nashville and write for people and be able to like.
And you make good living doing
it. Yeah, you do. And you can be with your family. You don't have to be on the road. But I do love the road. So.
Yeah. I mean, the people who love the road love the road.
Yeah. That's why I've loved this trip. You know, just we're always doing something.
Yep.
Getting out there and exploring. So.
And I've told every artist that rolls through, you're going to find that Wisconsin's just Nashville North.
That's
all it is.
They love country music up here.
It's crazy when you talk to some of the record people. They're like, "Oh yeah, if it works in Nashville, the next place they test is Wisconsin, because it's the biggest country audience, like outside of and it's mainstream country. I mean, if you're Red Dirt, you're gonna go to Texas or Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But if you're mainstream, it's Nashville. Then send it off to Wisconsin and see how it goes.
I meet so many people down on Broadway that live here. You know.
Yep.
And the first thing they say is Country Thunder.
Country Thunder is a big one. Country There's USA like, is the main one. That's the one that's
pretty big around.
Oh, really?
It's huge. Really? I mean, we just had, who did we have this year? We had Blake Shelton. Why am I drawing a blank? Florida Georgia Line came. Gary Allen. Oh, Gary Allen got rained out.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
Gary Allen,
I didn't know that.
It was bad. It was like
you know, it doesn't matter. Every single year that place gets rained out.
Do you know, it's not
every year.
I've never had an artist get canceled. This is the first year since I moved here that they canceled an artist due to rain. And it was one of those, it was bad. It was one of those that they were like, yeah, we need to shut it down.
Wow.
And
was it like flooding and stuff?
It was flooding. It was lightning. It was wind. Yeah.
I remember when I saw Luke Bryan there one time and it was the same deal and they postponed it. But that was like the scariest it had been, is like something getting postponed like an hour.
Oh,
and,
man.
But, you know, people went crazy. It's Luke Bryan. I mean, people love that guy.
My favorite story I've heard about rain at Country USA was a while back, Kenny Chesney was playing. And he was the headliner, and he comes out on stage like, they're showing us that there's going to be rain and some thunder. We don't care. We're going to play right through it. Plays two songs, and they're like, all right, we got to go.
How about that?
About that, we're going to just play through it.
No, right? We said that right before we saw that really big cloud, we said, and that does not
right
look good.
Right before the lightning started hitting the stage, yeah. We decided we should probably get off the giant aluminum truss. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. Mike, people can find you online.
Yeah,
Eric lives here.
I'm easy to find. EricLivesHere.com. And if they want to check out the new project, Backroad Slang, I can direct everything from the Eric Lives Here website.
Just make Eric Lives Here a landing page and then be like, you know what? You know, Backroad Slang over here.
Yeah.
Casey, if people wanted to find you on anywhere, where are they going?
CaseyEdgar.com. And then I got all my social media hooked up to that. So.
Sweet. Yeah. Now, where are you most active? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat?
Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out Twitter. That's for the young kids, I think.
You know what? It's
the
not
young, the young kids like Thiel Wright over here.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
This guy, man.
Me, I'm 30. Oh my God, am I 34 now? Wait, hold on. I'm bad. I don't know how old I am anymore.
Hey, I'm going to be 30 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay,
so,
whatever. Yeah,
here
I
we
love
go.
Twitter. Twitter is my
so
favorite.
Do I. That's what I use.
140
my
characters.
My Twitter people are actually tuning in right now.
Boom. Hey, Twitter users, you stay on it. Wait, hold on.
Here.
Twitter
hold users. Hold on. Let me flip it. Here we go.
Twitter users, keep at it. Okay, Twitter, I don't care if the user base is shrinking and the investors are flying and it's becoming less. No, stick with it to the end.
Though, are all those things really happening?
Oh, yeah. They just had a thing where they...
I think I have heard that, but who cares? We don't care.
Twitter.
We don't care.
It's because everyone who's on Twitter is already on Twitter.
Yes, like, Twitter universe. We use Twitter.
We so use Twitter.
So we're staying here. Casey's on it, too. He just...
You doesn't know how to use it.
I'm going to figure you out.
And he's going to be on it once he understands it more than all of us.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank
really
you.
Do appreciate it.
Thanks, JP.